Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 457. We up to the final film of the Bad Boys franchise with Bad Boys Ride or Die from 2024. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, introduce our intern.
Well, you already know him. He's our intern. You've heard him here for the last six episodes. He's going to be back for a couple of more, wrapping up a franchise he loves. This is our intern, Scott. Say hello to everybody, Scott.
What's up, everybody?
All right, so Bad Boys 4, which is kind of weird to say because, well, let's talk about this because I think it's a perfect time to talk about this part of the film. When they announced a part 4 was coming out, were you guys surprised?
No, because that last one made like $400 million and I knew they're going to make another one. That was such a huge hit. Now, if you're asking me, Nate, do you think they should have made a fourth one or just stopped with a trilogy? Different question. But if you're asking me if I thought they were, I did think they were. Because it just, no movie makes that much money now and then they stop because Hollywood can't help themselves.
Okay. Scott?
If you ask me back before I knew how much money the third one made, I would say I'm surprised because I didn't know the numbers and how well it did. But now that the last episode you told me the numbers, I'm not surprised at all. No, it made a bunch of money.
I mean, no, it made a lot of money.
The most.
Out of the whole franchise, yeah.
No, as a franchise, it made a lot. But in this one, for part four, the budget was $100 million, okay? Now, I don't know if people got Bad Boy fatigued on this one. So it's $100 million. Worldwide, it made $404 million. So it's not like it flopped. It made its money and then some. But domestic, it made only $193 million. While international, it made $210. Is the United States got tired of the Bad Boys or the ramifications of Will Smith's smack against Chris Rock affected the box office numbers? But Scott, what do you think of those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe it was the ramifications of the slap there. I think that's what happened there. Everybody was like, I'm not, fuck Will Smith. You can't slap somebody. I'm not seeing his stupid movie. I think that's what happened.
All right, Nate, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm pulling up something really quick. I agree with you, Alex. I think that's a fair point. This was after. So domestically, the third one made $16 million more than this. 206 versus 190. Yeah. So, I mean, they're fairly close. But I do think you hit the nail on the head. This was after that whole slap thing. That definitely had an effect on Will Smith after that, as far as role. Like, look at how many roles he's done since then. You have this one. You have that Emancipation movie that no one went to see. Or it was Apple TV. Nobody watched it. I think that's it. Like, I don't think there's another movie really since then. Just those two. I don't think it helped. I wouldn't say it, like, tanked it because it still did well. But yeah. Mm-hmm. It could have done better. If you know, that didn't happen. You did have people being like, I'm not gonna see any more of his movies. This guy, you know, like, I don't like him. People do that. So I think it might have hurt it.
I'm not gonna lie. I was one of those people. I was like, I really don't want to go see, but again, I do drag my wife to see movies that I have to see.
So you're like, I don't want to see this slapper.
I want to see this slapper.
But yeah, all right. So Nate, what did the critics and the audience have to say about Bad Boys Ride or Die?
Well, this was interesting. I'm not gonna lie. I had no idea. You know, sometimes we're doing these franchises and I'm like, okay, I feel like I might know, especially because I look up the scores after I watch the movie. And I'm like, I feel like I might know where this is going. Like when we did RoboCop, I knew part two was going to be lower and I knew part three was going to be in the toilet. You just don't know how far. Watching this one, I honestly wasn't really sure, like, after the movie was over. One of them is the exact same as the last movie, and that's the audience score. It's a 96, just like part three. So Bad Boys for Life, 96 audience. Ride or Die, 96 audience. The difference is the critics. This actually has 11% drop. So this has a 65 with critics. Now, that would put it second behind part three and only like, I think it was like 10% higher than the first one. So a little more in line, I feel like, with the, well, critics didn't really like part two, but
yeah,
I feel like this is like the ballpark. That third one was kind of an anomaly with like really high scores for critics. So
yeah. And I mean, it's been a while since they were on screen together. So a lot of people flocked to see.
There was a lot of things going for three that weren't going for this one. Like, okay, we already saw the reunion. Now you got to continue this story. They brought back the same directors, yeah. But like, you're right. The novelty this doesn't have the novelty that the third had.
Yeah. No, you're right in the sense that the third had a lot of stuff for it to bank on, you know? And I think that's the problem that happened with Mission Impossible, right? Because if you would have sold Mission, and let's say Mission Impossible took like 10 to 13 years later, after part one of Dead Reckoning, everyone would have went to the theater to watch it. But the fact that the dang thing came out the following year.
I kind of agree with that. I bet you if there was a little gap and they didn't open it against Lilo and Stitch like idiots, I think you're right. A little gap might have helped it.
It could have. I think it could have. I just think it was fatigued with that. But anyway, Scott, what do you think of the critics?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm going to say mostly what I'm trying to say without ruining what I'm going to say for story. Yeah, I'm not really surprised. I am surprised the audience score is still steady at a 96, especially with the whole slap controversy. But, you know.
Yeah, I was surprised it was this 96. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's bad. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying, like, that's for a movie. It made a little less. Will Smith is controversial because he's a slapper. And this has the same exact percentage as the last movie. It's kind of weird.
Slapper.
That's his name. All right. Well, let's get into the review. Because I think this one's going to be a good discussion piece in terms of this film. So they're back for the fourth film. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, everybody from part three is back in this, except our boy Captain Howard. But he is in the movie. The Asian Ammo guy is not there. So with that said, Scott, take it away. What did you think of the lead characters?
I saw this when I was a kid. I'm going to give it a 5.
Hold your horses. All right. Hold on. It's a 5.
Not surprised.
No, I mean, when I was sitting there for the fourth one, I was sitting there going, okay, do I still absolutely love their chemistry on screen? Am I entertained? Am I laughing? Am I having a good time? They checked off all the boxes with consistency of both of them on screen for me, as well as you got, you know, Ammo. They brought in Captain Howard's, you know, was it U.S. Marshal daughter and granddaughter. Now, this time, listen to me. I did shed a tear. Okay, but it was during the wedding scene when they were talking about Captain Howard had a little picture right there of him. Okay, so this time I cried for the right reason, Nate. Okay, but yeah.
There's no right reason to cry at a Bad Boys film.
But yeah, I mean, consistently, I was very entertained by them on screen, so I gave him a 5 still.
Okay, Nate, what you got?
Fair. Okay, don't disagree with Scott. I actually agree. I also gave them a 5. Now, I've given them a 5 in the first 3 films. So at this point, they have to like really do something bad with them to make me lower it. I will say there was a couple of things I didn't like, and this is the first time. I don't think I had too many issues with them in the first 3. I did not like Alex, you didn't like the whole son thing with Will Smith and all that. You know what I didn't like with Will Smith's character? The wife. I didn't like it. And I'll tell you why. No, if it was her, that would have been fine. But or the other lady, like if he was marrying the new captain lady,
yeah,
fine. But to be marrying this random person who we've never seen, like that last movie ended, this one starts, he's marrying someone you don't know, and it'd be like, oh yeah, it's his physical therapist. It's like, okay, for that character who's been a bachelor, who's been a ladies' man, who's been, you can't just marry him off to like some random lady who nobody knows when you're watching the movie. That's my opinion. Like it doesn't have the effect of like, oh wow, look, he finally is growing up and he met this girl and they developed something. I think you could have had that if he married the new chief girl. I don't think it worked. And I did not, and the other thing I didn't like with Martin Lawrence's character, I didn't like the weird like things where he's like having visions and he's like on the beach with Captain Howard and he's like, it's not your time. And I didn't like it. So I know those are, but to me, they're minor dislikes, not enough to ruin like the score. Cause overall, I still like them together. I think they have good chemistry. I do actually like when the son, like as a little trio, mm-hmm. I thought it did work well. So I'm still going to give him a 5, but this is probably barely a 5. I could have went with a 4 cause there's a couple things that I'm like, I don't really dig that too much.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I'm gonna give it the 5 because I think they continued the character. It's not like they were bad. They were the same. But I did have some nitpicks and a lot of annoyingness. I do agree with you with Will Smith's wife. I totally forgot about that character.
Me too.
Because when they got married, I was just like, yeah, why? I was like, and my wife said the same thing. She was like, why did you just take the other chick? But I got it. She married Reed Richards. So I was like, okay, whatever. So my thing is, Martin Lawrence in this movie is so fucking weird. I don't know if you guys think he gets weirder by every movie. His face gets blown up. He looks like a Ninja Turtle. I don't know. Is it me or does he look weirder? And he talks like he's drunk all the time. He's like, Mike.
He does. He looks like an alcoholic.
He does. His eyes is always beet red in these movies. And I'm like, is he snorting cocaine before he goes live? Like, I just felt like he was off from the first movie. The first movie, I think, is like the best Martin Lawrence you got. And each movie, he gets blown up with air. Like, that's what I'm feeling. That's what I feel like is happening with him. He's getting blown up with air. And I mean, I didn't like the storyline with him. I did like the fact that he caught the heart attack because he's always eating junk food.
I like that.
So, yeah, it made sense. And my wife said that do happen with a lot of, because she works in the house. She said a lot of people do that when they come out of heart attacks. They feel like they're invisible because they just came back.
I like that too. I didn't like a storm is coming. And I'm like, what are you? Now you're a wizard. You have like magical powers. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. It was funny how they changed his character.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too much. And I totally agree with you. Cause I was just like, okay. So Dr. Howard, freaking his captain told him, it's not time for you, which I kind of understand. Maybe it does. Maybe you see somebody from your whatever, because you are dead. But for him to tell him something in his ear and then he gets resurrected, like he comes back and he's like, Mike, he goes, I gotta tell you, something bad is gonna happen. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel that much. I was not a fan of ammo in this one. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like the ammo.
They're worse than in the last movie.
I felt like they should have became the Ruiz and Reyes characters. Like, they come in when they need them. They didn't need to be there all the time. I didn't care he had the relationship with the hot chick, because I think I would have too if I had I was working with a hot Spanish chick. I think I would try to. But I don't know. I just felt like ammo didn't need to be there. I think it should have just focused on those two main characters. But I didn't like the new wife. Martin Lawrence's new wife, they changed her up. She was horrible. And Reggie, I like Reggie. I think they gave him more of a storyline, which I know we're going to talk about in the action sequence. But yeah. I kind of like Reggie more because they added him into the movie because Martin Lawrence is filled with air. So they had to take away some action scenes.
That alligator tried to eat him because now he's more plump than ever.
Oh, yeah. I think so. My favorite scene, I ain't going to lie. My favorite scene is when he sees the Skittles. And he takes his tongue out and the red gets hit by the licorice.
The jelly beans?
Yeah.
Black jelly beans.
Yeah. He's like, oh. Yeah. And I thought that was really funny. And then he's, what is it, drinking the juice?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. He's like, get down. I thought that was funny. Like, that whole thing I thought was really funny. But yeah, anyway, with that, I gave it a 5 there. Okay, now main villain. This, I don't know his name, but my man looked like a villain from Tomb Raider.
Eric Dane is the actor.
Oh, no, his name was McGrath.
McGrath. James McGrath.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Yeah, James McGrath. Yeah, he looked like a Tomb Raider / Uncharted villain.
Grey's Anatomy. That was a Grey's Anatomy. Oh.
All right, well, he's the bad guy / if you want to say Will Smith's son, because he is on the running, is still bad.
And Mr. Fantastic Reed Richards.
And your boy from the Titanic. Yeah, he's there too. So it's up to you, Nate. Take it away where you want to go.
Okay, I think in the first two movies, I didn't really like the villains in this franchise. And in the third movie, we're back to me not really digging the villains that much. I mean, I think the third movie had the best. Yeah, I mean, generic, you know, like even this was weird because even when they're like explaining what they're doing, I don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? We got to pin it on Captain Howard because we're helping the drug cartels with the... And I'm like, what? The guy's dead. Like, how does this even work? How does this plan even work? How's anyone falling for this? This is stupid. And sure, like, okay, they're going to transfer money to a dead guy's account. And now you're going to be like, this dead guy's corrupt. You think they... Okay, listen, I'm getting mad now. You think the FBI would be like, this guy's dead. He's been dead for years. This movie is like literally years after the first movie. He's been dead for 4 years. You're telling me that money gets transferred to his account and the FBI's like, yeah, he's in on it. He's as a ghost, I guess. I mean, like, I don't, you know, like that, mm-hmm. for that to all of a sudden happen, it's clearly a setup and they're all like, nope, we got to look into it. He's dirty. And I feel like it was set up. I mean, maybe that's more storyline. Anyway, I hate that. Yeah, McGrath, I mean, he kills people. So I'll give him credit. He shoots John Sally in the head he was in the first two movies. Big basketball player guy. He shoots him in the head. He fights, you know, he's in the action. So I can't mark off too much in that regard. As soon as the politician, governor, mayor, whatever he was, that's dating Will Smith's ex, as soon as he shows up on screen, you know he's bad. Instantly, it's like, oh, bad guy. You're like, I'm glad you're together. This is a good man. I'm like, he's a villain. He's not a good man. You already know it. So I don't know. I gave it a 3. And I was almost gave it a 2, but I'll go with a 3. Just because that guy kills people, and he kills a lot of people. He does. So I'll give him a 3, but generic. I didn't really like it.
All right, Scotty, what you got?
Well, get ready to get mad again, Nate, because I gave it a 2.
I'm happy about that.
But you usually get upset when somebody gives it a lower score than when you were going to give it.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be the high. If Alex gives it a 2, I'm changing my score. So I'm telling you now.
I mean, you summed it up. He's generic. The whole plot of what they're trying to do doesn't make any sense at all. Dude's been dead 4 years. You mean all of a sudden his bank account's active now? Like, what the hell is going on?
How does he still have a bank account? He's dead.
Yeah, that's why. Why is that not closed? But yeah, it was generic. And the biggest thing is like when I was watching it, I was like, I don't even remember who the bad guy is. Like, I had to rewatch and then I saw that guy and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. He's the bad guy. Okay. So it's a 2. You said pretty much everything I was thinking. So,
all right. When it comes to the bad guy, I kind of agree with Nate. I gave it a 3. I knew he was good. I don't think he wasn't super bad. He ain't worse than the first guy. Let's be honest.
No, that guy was
worse. That's where I was basing it off of. Like, the first guy, he was still the worst. This one was actually really good. I just felt like, Nate, you said it the best. Like, he's super generic. But the thing is like, he's so damn generic. He was like, we can't kill these guys. I'm like, well, we heard that before in every fucking movie. Like, how can we, you know, who are these cops? You know, we got to find out who are these guys. And Bad Boys, and this is the thing. They did the drug cartel, right? With my boy Diego. I forgot his name, but the guy from part 2, I thought he was really good, right? But I think they needed to go out of the box to do something fun for this franchise. And I think they didn't land it on this one. I felt like they just went with the safe route. I get it. They stuck with the Miami thing. It's cool. But you guys are right. With the Howard thing was so stupid. Like, do you really believe that Captain Howard has so much money left in the... Like, come on. Like, come on, dudes. Like, you know your analyst can knock this out. Like, this is so... And then the daughter comes in. She's like, I want to do this. And, you know, your bastard son killed my dad. And I'm like, oh, you still angry at that?
You still angry at that?
I didn't even know he had a daughter this whole time.
Nobody did. Only the kid, because he was playing basketball and she was missing the shot. And he was like, the kid
That's right. That was the granddaughter. Right. Exactly. Yes.
It was the same.
Okay, that's true. That so you know he has children.
Yes, but they had to come from somewhere. So,
but she's in law enforcement. You think they would have mentioned, like, oh, my daughter's
Yes,
in,
and know. That was the only, again, that annoyed me with the movie was the fact that, like, the kid is in law enforcement. Like, really? Like, okay, another safe trope. Like, the daughter now has to hunt down the son of Will Smith and tries to kill him, and then she can't because, I don't know. In terms of the villain, though, I thought it could have been better. It could have been a bitter, but I gave it good, though. But it could have been way better.
And it could have been worse, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. It felt like an Expendables character villain.
That's true. He would have been better because he's like military.
Yeah, he could have been better in an Expendables movie than
at least they didn't do another drug kingpin. That would have been... I would have gave it a 1.
It was still the same thing under the whole corrupt mayor who was taking money from the cartels
heroin. Drug dealer specific.
No, like, yeah, that's what, yeah.
I would have been like,
I mean,
my
at least DJ Khaled got fried.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, Mike. I was like, oh, God, please kill this guy. And he did. Khaled. I was like, thank God. Worst ass actor. Anyway, 3 for me and Nate, 2 for Scott. Action sequences. Scott.
All right. So action. I give it 5.
Really?
The yeah. Like, you guys are educating me because after we talked about the last movie, I was watching this movie and I was using Nate's mindset about the way they do the camera angles with the action and it goes and swoops around. I go, oh, this shit's really cool. Okay. I see what Nate's talking about now. Bravo. Okay. So then, yeah, I mean, you got all of the cool camera shots that they do all through the movie. And then the icing on the cake, my boy Reggie goes John Wick on everybody. Mm. Okay. That man, he's like, Reggie, you got 14 bogeys incoming. He's like, defend the family. He's like, everybody go in the closet. I love you. And he pulls out a freaking Glock and then clears the freaking house. Oh my God. Give it up for my boy Reggie. But yeah, it's a 5 for me. I got nothing more to say there. Y'all take it away.
What you got, Neat?
I'm glad that we were able to inspire you 460 episodes into this.
I'm a slow learner.
Hey, I love it. That's great. You know, yes. Yeah, so, okay, the Reggie scene. Let's just get it out of the way because this is the only freaking thing anyone was talking about after. I remember at the theater, everyone was cheering at this mm-hmm. scene, like clapping and it's a pretty regular action scene. It's just that it's Reggie doing it. And he was like a goober in the first, you know, in the two movies he was in. Mm-hmm. And Martin Lawrence didn't like him. So other than that, it's fine. It's a fine action sequence. I do like the way it's shot, though. I like the way the camera's moving around that house. It's pretty good. All right. I feel torn on this one because all the stuff I said about, and I agree with Scott as far as the camera. I mean, and this time they really actually use drones. In the scene in the art gallery or whatever, there's a drone flying through and it looks great. Like, I think it's great. Yeah. I think they almost went overboard with it in this movie as compared to the last movie. I feel like it felt fresh in part 3, and in part 4, it felt like, okay, this is your style. What else do you have? And then what they added new, I didn't like. And it's the stupid gun thing where it's like, the camera's like on the gun.
Oh, the video game looking.
I don't like it.
First in view.
Yeah, I don't like it. And they did it. They did it multiple times. They did it at the gas station in the beginning where the camera's on the gun. Then they did it where he throws him the gun and spinning around. And I saw how they made it. I feel like it's cooler as a behind the scenes thing than the execution to me was a little corny. So I didn't love that. Maybe you guys liked it. I don't know. I was not a fan. I thought it was like, this is a little silly. That being said, there's a lot of action. It is well shot. You could always see what's going on. A number of action sequences. I did give it a 5. I do think it's still really good. I just wish either they toned their style down a little bit almost, or whatever new they came up with was a little bit more interesting for me. But I still give it a 5.
Nice. I kind of like the action in this one. I gave it a 5. I agree. This is a 5. The Reggie scene, and I agree. I remember everyone was talking about the Reggie scene. I thought it was okay. Like, even rewatching it now, I'm like, yeah, it is kind of the highlight of the movie. But I was in like, I was just like, okay. Like, oh, cool. I was like, I wish he could. My thing is, I wish he went on the mission with them since he was a Marine, like to help out. I think that would have been pretty cool. Like to help out, you know, since he's a Marine, he could have helped out Will Smith out of a jam. And then it would have been funnier because you could see him more in action with his Marine friends. But anyway, that's just me. But I like that action. I do like the actions with Will Smith when he gets slapped, when he's having the panic attack. And he was like, I need you to focus. And he smacked the shit out of him.
He's having like this heartfelt thing. And he smacks him.
Yeah, he smacks him. And then they do the Run DMC line. Yeah. And then they start. And then he gets back to who he you know,
the real thing.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys think of this. I wasn't a fan of the third act set piece in the zoo.
The zoo?
I felt like it was very video game.
It is.
Like,
it is too CGI. Right? Yeah, there's a lot of CGI in there.
It felt like it was like final round, right? And it was like
when they're dropping the little grenade and it's like you follow it into the thing.
Yeah, like, it felt very video. Like, I really felt like it was just like you're at the final board of the Bad Boys game and you're like, okay, you see the cutscene and they were like, okay, we got to do whatever we got to do. And then they see the airplane land. It just felt just like a video game. I was just like, I wasn't too crazy with it, with the final act. But I thought the action was really good. The drone scenes, I agree. It was very heavy used, but certain shots looked pretty cool. In the zoo. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when they were dropping the canister of smoke, I thought that was hot. It was like click, 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 and it was around. I wasn't too crazy with it in the art. I thought it was way too much in the art when it was like zooming in.
I like it.
Does the three. I wasn't too crazy with it there. There wasn't much car chases.
Yeah.
Which I kind of missed.
It lacked.
None.
It really lacked. Yeah. Well, I mean, the beginning, yes, with the wedding. But other than that, we didn't have like that famous them driving a Porsche and them shooting. But that was just me. I was just nipping. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it. Like, I was just like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. Well, the DJ Khaled thing I thought was cool. The bounty, you know, I don't know what you guys felt like. Well, that's more action. I'll save it for story. But let's just go with, I gave it a 5. I thought everything was well done, but kind of lackluster. I felt like it was kind
did
of
you like the gun repetitive. Thing? The camera gun thing?
The camera, okay. When it comes to the camera thing, I was 50-50 with it. I liked it the first time. The second time kind of played out. I was just like, what's up, Doc? I kind of felt like Bugs Bunny right there. I was just like, and I agree, Nate. I certain parts look cool when he throws the gun. I liked it. I was like, it's pretty cool. But the rotating back and forth, and I
that's cooler as a tech demo than it is as like actual. No. Like, it's cool that camera thing exists. But in execution, I can't say that I love
it. That could have been cool if you used it in a Call of Duty game, movie.
Right.
Because Call of Duty is known for that first person. Like, so if you do it with that, like my man Jerry, that's the character, the main character, Jerry, and you put the camera on him when he first kicks the door in, and all you see is his gun, and you do the Call of Duty, you know, move arounds, and I think people will get hyped. They're like, oh, shit, this is what I used to do. And the flag out! And he throw the flag. But I think that would be pretty cool, but I agree, Nate. It was way too much of it. When I saw it the first time, I was like, this is kind of hot. I was like, this is pretty cool. I don't know. I think it will get played out the more you watch it. You're just like, okay, this is pretty cool. But there was another part I kind of liked the cameras. And I don't know if it's action sequence, but I like when he looked at the watch and his face was in the watch.
Yeah, that's interesting. Work. Yeah, these directors do some cool stuff. Even the part you're talking about where they used it for comedy with the jelly bean. Like,
that was funny.
It was a funny, it's cool, but it's used for humor. So like, it's like, okay, that's kind of funny the way they did that. I like the watch part. Like, I like a lot of what they do, but I feel like this one had a little bit more of like, let's try this crazy thing. And I don't think it always succeeded.
No, I agree. I mean, other than that, I think that's pretty much it. Like,
energy.
For me,
the movie has good energy.
Oh, I like his son. I mean, if you're going to tell me his son was the best part of the movie when he fights Javier or whatever his name is, or Marcus Jr., let's just go with that right now. Armando.
Mike Jr.
I think it's Armando.
Yeah, Armando. Right?
Yeah, Armando. Mm-hmm. I think he should be part of the movie more, because when he's fighting,
now you like him. You didn't like him in the last movie. Now you
didn't like him before.
You've turned the corner.
I always liked his fighting, because his fighting is unique. You know what it is? I guess because Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are old, so they can't do none of that stuff. And this dude is just mad fast with a knife. I was like, yo, this dude is mad good.
He's good.
Like, way better than the other guys. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Utilize that.
They should have used him and Reggie in a scene together, the two sons.
Oh, that would have been so dope. That would have been dope. Yeah. But anyway, I gave it 5 across the board here. Okay. Next up, storyline. Nate.
2. This is the worst part of the movie. I didn't like it. And it's weird because when this came out last year. This came out in 2024. And I didn't remember most of the stuff that happened in it. I remember part 3 more. And I saw that 5 years ago. I mean, you know, before we watched it for this, I'm saying. There's too much going on in this movie, but not in a good way. There's way too much. I already explained, I hate the stupid Captain Howard thing. I hate that they had to shoehorn him in because they killed him off. But they're like, but we still need some Captain Howard stuff. It feels forced. I don't like the daughter being a marshal. And then she's like, I'm going to kill your son. If I see him, I'm going to kill your son. Okay, I forgot something I hate in the action scenes. When they're in the airplane, like the Fast and Furious action scene, when they're in the plane and it's going down.
In the cargo plane.
And they freaking grab that rope. It would rip their hands off and they would all go flying out. It's so stupid. That thing weighed 1,000,000 pounds. Anyway, but that could go to the script too. Someone wrote that. Someone wrote, hey, the thing will get loose and then Will Smith, you'll grab it and you'll be able to hold it. And then Martin will grab it and be upside down and be able to hold this 1,000-pound cage dangling. Stupid. The villain stuff is dumb. I'm okay with the whole them becoming the fugitive type of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's clever as far as like something different, right? Like the first 3 movies, they're cops chasing someone. Here, they're being chased, and I kind of like that. You're right about ammo. Worse in this. Where's the Asian guy? He was the funniest one. Like, his banter with Will Smith was, like, a big part of it. For him to be gone, and then they're like, now we're going to make these two a couple, and that'll be a little joke. And then we're going to have his ex be in a couple with the bad guy. And there's too many characters. And I think it's not that good, honestly. I think the story for this movie is pretty bad. So it's not like one bad, like absolute garbage. There's some good ideas, but there's a lot of bad ones. And that's why I gave it a 2.
Ooh, wow. All right, Scott, what you got? Storyline.
I agree with Nate. I gave it a 2. And one of the things that I'm going to add on to that's a double-edged sword is, yeah, I do like the heart attack thing in the beginning, but that's kind of copy and paste of the third movie. Like, something happens to Will Smith, he gets shot, he's in the hospital, you know, something. Now the roles are just reversed. Okay, something's got to happen to Marcus now. He's fat, he's got to have a heart attack. Yeah. So and the villain sucked, super generic. The story was like super weak. Just one positive I will throw in, though. I do like that Will Smith has a panic attack. Like, he starts having panic attacks and stuff like that. Just because, you know, it's just something different. Because his character's always been, you know, balls to the wall, driving the car really fast. And then Martin Lawrence has always been like, "Ah, pull over, Mike. You scared the shit out of me." And like, all this stuff. And now he's the one that's like, "I have no panic attack. What you talking about?" And then he can't take the shot at the end because he's freaking out because his wife is being held hostage by the guy right there. I do like Martin Lawrence, you know, feeling like he's a Superman now, because like, his character's always been super scared of everything. He'd be like, "Mike, we can't have that karma coming back," and all this stuff. And
that part was funny, where he's like, "If I shoot you in the face, you won't die." He's like, "Karma or destiny dictates that you won't shoot me in the face."
And
yeah.
Funny. And then he put the gun.
That was funny.
"I told you."
Yeah.
To put it away. Yeah.
That part is funny.
So those were just some positives, but other than that, it's a weak ass story. It's a 2 for me.
Good thing, because I gave it a 1.
Oh.
And this is the reason why I gave it a 1. I think we had a generic villain and the stupid riot. The sergeant's like account being blown up to millions of dollars, and these guys, like analysts, cannot see that they dumped the money into a fake account. But whatever, it is what it is. Like, I didn't like that. I didn't like how they transferred his son from a federal prison and allowed the father and his best friend to bring him over. And then the bad guys are on the chopper taking the son out. Oh, it was just too much coincidences. I was just like, come on, man. Like, how did those bad guys get clearance to get onto the damn... Like, I was just like, that's so dumb. Like, that annoyed me. The beginning annoyed me with when they show the villain and he was like, how they transferred the money. I didn't like that. But I will say the highlight, and I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I thought this should have been the whole storyline of the movie. Fine. You want to put Will Smith and Martin Lawrence on a bounty? I kind of like that. It worked for John Wick, and I think it could have worked also with the Bad Boys, because since there are the Bad Boys of Miami, all those people are on a hit and they know who they are. Mm-hmm. For me, I think it could have worked out very well. And I thought it was fun when you had all the different gangs, and you could have had the Jamaican gang from part 2. "We're going to get you now, Mike."
The Haitians.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have brought a lot of original old characters back from that time period and try to get their licks in. And you could have had maybe Michael Bay has his own group, because I thought it was funny. I mean, he had his cameo in the movie with the original car from the first one, but I think it would have been funny if he had his own, like, a white people clan that they put away. Like, it would have been mad funny. Like a Nazi.
Like, he could have been Michael with those Bay. Redneck guys with the
reason. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the Nazi guys. Yeah, like the KKK brothers. Like, could have hit him and Michael Shannon in the car together. But
you know,
yeah,
what you just reminded me of?
Yeah.
As an Orlando native, I hated that scene where they're like, go to visit him, and it's like Central Florida. I'm like, no, it ain't. We don't got no maximum security secret, you know, layer federal. There is not one here. So that
maybe
was annoying.
Maybe there is, and you don't know, man.
No, there's a prison. There's a prison, but it's not that. It's not that. It is not that. There's no way they're sending him here. They're sending a guy like that somewhere else.
Bro, they had him in a cage within a cage. Like, if he was like a lion.
He was a cage within a cage in a dark room somewhere. Like, bro, that ain't no way. Like,
I think he got the hint that he's in prison. I think they gave him the hint. Like, I don't know. I just felt like it was just so.
He didn't have a toilet in there.
Yeah, it was so like over the top with his character in it. Like the storyline was, like I said, it was borderline average. But the action is what, again, made the action is what saved half of these damn buffoon movies. If you really look at it, like the actions were so good across the board in that. But yeah, I gave it a 1. You guys gave it a 2. Overall, neat.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give it a soft 3 overall. I'll tell you why. I don't think the story's that good, but I think the action is good and the lead characters are still good. And therefore, it does make it a decently entertaining movie. I don't think it's the best by any means. It feels like a Bad Boys movie. I definitely, after watching this, felt like they should have stopped at 3. Like 3, they could have went out on a really high note. I think 3 is the best one still after watching this. I think 3 is superior, and I think it was a good ending. This feels like, dang, we made so much money. Let's do another one. Anytime a movie is made like that, the story is always like this, where it's just a bunch of like gobbledygook that they just throw at the wall and see what sticks. And it very much feels like that. However, there's enough entertainment value for me to give it a 3. I had fun with the action. I still laughed. There's some good funny parts in this. It looks cool. You know, there's a lot of vibrant stuff. So it's entertaining, but I don't think it's particularly, but I'll give it a 3.
All right. What you got, Scotty?
I agree with Nate. I gave it a 3. This is not top tier's Bad Boys for me. Not at all. But it is still entertaining. It's got its value to it. It's not like a horrible addition to a franchise. There's been a lot worse to other franchises. But it's like a decent entry. So overall, it's a 3 for me.
Yeah, I agree. I gave it a 3 also. I think you guys said it the best. This is a Bad Boys movie. It feels like it. Mm-hmm. Very carbon copy of the last one, if you really look at it.
But
you're
worse.
Right, Scott, on that one. Just a little dumber down. So, yeah, I didn't feel it as much watching it again. But I thought it was a cool watch going 1 through 4. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have a problem going 1 through 4. I just felt like 4 was just, like, enough. But I didn't mind if I wanted to see a 5. Like, when it ended, I was like, you know, I could see a part 5.
Don't say that.
But it didn't bother me. Like, if they did another one, like, I would be like, okay, it is what it is. But, yeah, they should have stopped at 3. I mean, for me, it should have stopped at 1. But I'm okay with it. Or 2. 2 was the peak.
If they make part 5, Reggie and Will Smith's son should be the Bad Boys. And they should be like mentor guys or something. Honestly, they're in their
mentor guys.
Yeah, they're in their 50s. Like, I don't want to see them still running around. You're right. Martin Lawrence looks like he's going to explode at any moment.
He looks horrible.
Will Smith, I mean, he still looks good, but like, I don't think they should still be the Bad Boys, personally.
No, they should become captains. 2 captains. Wasn't it in one of the Lethal Weapons, they become sergeants?
That was the 4th one. No, they promote him to captain because he's like, oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah.
Somehow we always come back to stupid Lethal Weapon, no matter.
No, but yeah, I think they should get promoted, and then you're right, they should have Reggie. And but then again, how can you have the son join the force if he killed
the kid? Don't have to be cops. They could just be the Bad Boys. It could just be them, you know, like,
oh, I see, like mercenaries.
Yeah, something comes up.
Yeah,
or even if like let's say Martin Lawrence is the captain, his character Marcus. Because he's kind of he's more like Joey Pantoliano than Mike Lowry is.
You know, that would be pretty funny if Marcus becomes captain. Because that would be funny.
And then Will Smith gets like kidnapped or something. And then they got to go do it because it's like outside of the country. Like, it could be something like that. And then I could see myself being interested in it.
Interesting. I kind of like that. I think that's pretty fun. That would be pretty fun to watch. All right, guys. Total points across the board. Scott, what you got?
I got a 17 out of 25.
Ooh, nice. Nate?
18. Not bad. But not great.
I got a 13 out of a 25.
Damn.
What?
I gave it a 1 for story. Oh, you know why? Because I screwed up. I put a 1 on the action. My screw. I'll say why. Why is it so freaking low?
So you actually have a 17.
Yeah. I have a 17. My bad.
So we're all 17. In the same ballpark.
Yeah.
I once again, somehow I'm the highest and I didn't really like
it. And you hated it. Anyway, with that said, we do it on purpose. With that said, all right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. Well, next we will, since we wrapped up a franchise, we're going to wrap up the movies that we paired with it, which were Denzel Washington. I'm not going to lie, guys. This is a pretty good month. I have not like hated anything we've watched. Safe House was probably the worst, but honestly, it's been a pretty good month. And we're going to wrap it up with a little Denzel and Mark Wahlberg team up called Two Guns from 2013. And then, you know, it's my favorite time when we get to announce a new franchise. Now, I wanted to pick something very different from these movies. So I was like, no cops, no, you know, like America, where can we go? And so we're going to be doing the Clash of the Titans. We're going full on fantasy here. We're going like ancient Greek mythology. That's more of like the
mythologist
term. Yeah. So this will be the original Clash of the Titans from the 80s. Then we'll be doing the remake from Louis Leterrier starring Sam Worthington. And then the sequel to that, which is called Wrath of the Titans. We're getting some Ralph Fiennes. A little Liam Neeson. We're going to be watching these movies, see if they're good or bad. And we're going to give you, Alex, I haven't seen the first one since I was like a kid, I don't think. And Clash and Wrath, I saw at the theater, but they're not movies I watch often. So I'm interested to revisit.
I have not seen the original Clash of the Titans since I think high school.
Exactly.
I never seen the new ones. Wrath or the original.
So this is going to be fun.
So those are brand new for me. But the original one I remember because Medusa scared the shit out of me when I saw that one. I remember that. The claymation fucked me up for a bit. Bird,
too. I remember that.
That shit fucked me up. Yeah, that just messed me up. Medusa fucked me up for a bit. I remember that. But Scott,
we're going to have to face your fears because we're going to be watching these movies.
You remember any of those?
I think I've seen the remake, but that's about it. I've never seen the original or Wrath.
Oh, okay.
All right, before we review them, because I don't know how this is going to go, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like the 80s one. I'm pretty sure I remember thinking Clash was okay. And I remember liking Wrath. Now, that could go out the window. I'm a different person now than when I watched it. But I remember thinking these new ones were not horrible.
Well, I could say this. Medusa's still going to fuck me up.
Make sure you watch it with your wife, and she's right there so she could cover your eyes.
Well, she did want to see it. I remember when I brought it up, she was like, she wanted to see those again. Because she likes those like World War II stories. Like, she's big on those things, and she likes
she likes the Sword and Sandal movie.
Sword and Sandal. She's big on those things. So when I said that, she was like, oh, hell yeah. But for me, I don't know, man. I don't, you know, I'll say this. I think, because I never seen the new ones, I think I might enjoy the original more than the remake.
You're an 80s guy. So you might like it.
Yeah,
I'm a big 80s guy.
Yeah, so I don't know. Scott, what do you got on the remake and the original?
That's the one where Liam Neeson says, "Release the Kraken!"
Release the Kraken!
That's like a famous line. It was in every trailer, every commercial. Release the Kraken! And then
and now you got
I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of excited to watch these movies.
You look a little excited. You just touch your nipples.
I was rubbing them and putting them down.
You're rubbing your nipples.
I had to push them back in.
Release the Kraken!
Release the nipples!
Oh, shoot, getting delirious. All right, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast for him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episodes, and of course, take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram at Geeks in the Letter N Flix, and the same as for TikTok. Other than that, I'm your host, Ash Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
And our intern is Scott. Hello. Jojo Jokers. Jojo Jokers. Jokers. Jojo Jokers. Right?
Yeah. Jojo Jokers
movies.
There you go. The Joe Jokers movies.
Not the third Joe.
Don't no add that. Joe. You will be finding Yo someone Joe. Else that's not him. If you look
that's true.
Up.
It's Yo Joe. Yo Joe Jokers movies. Oh my God. Be awesome to each other and geek out.